course, today you can't get that. I mean, you're going to work for the nigger, not the nigger work for you. You're going to be the maid to the nigger instead of the nigger being a maid to you. But at that time, they had nigger maids, and I have a nigger come in here and Doug Benish owes us some money now, $10 to $15. It was made from service to my mother for probably 25 years. Old nigger.
What you call a lot of old worthless things you were going to throw away?
Junk.
Do you have a place where you keep that?
No, just throw it away. Of course, they didn't have, we burned everything that was burnable. We didn't have ecologists at that time to worry about us or come out and put us in jail. We just burned it and kept the mosquitoes away, don't you see? But that today they put you in jail for it.
Okay, things like the window that you pull down, keep the
shade?
Mm-hmm. Down the rollers?
Yeah, well, no Venetian vine. We didn't have Venetian vine, we had a shade.
Yeah. How did you get water when you all lived, say, out there?
Well, we had to draw it out of the well, and later on we didn't have any electric service, but then we bought, finally got these light plants, Delco light plants, and had pump it out of the well. Hey, that.
Did you ever catch it?
What you're talking about is a cistern. There was a lot of people that had cisterns. We didn't ever have a cistern because in this particular community here, the water is exceptionally good. We don't have to treat it or anything. It comes out of the ground, and it's health department and use it without treating it. But some of these people had those things. But they were not satisfactory. Most people didn't have them. All of the dust and stuff wash off your roof and stuff and come in there, and you'd get a sediment in the bottom, and you had to go in there and clean the damn stuff out every 2 or 3 years. Pigeons would set a fan, and droppings would go in there with it and so forth. I mean, it was not a very satisfactory thing. Now, in a lot of places where the water was hard and a lot of alkali in the water, they couldn't do that. They had to do what you're talking about. I imagine in Georgia you might have had hard alkali water, but sorry, it wouldn't matter. Is that true or not?
The water here is real salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just water. It's 99 and 99 100% pure. I mean, you don't have to treat it with nothing.
Yeah.
Now in some places, I don't know Georgia, I don't remember, I've been in Georgia a lot of times. We used to go through Georgia, driving up through Atlanta, going to High Point, North Carolina, and go up through Dalton, Georgia, and going up the road. My daughter lived in West Virginia for several years, going up there, and there's a little strip of land between Birmingham and Chattanooga that Georgia sticks out there, and there's always a hell of a road there because Georgia owned the land, and Alabama wouldn't fix the road, and Georgia wouldn't fix it either. I think it was the interstate is killed down. But I mean, I don't remember what the water was, but I'm sure that it must have been some alkaline. It wasn't hard or didn't lather very easy, didn't it? So here, you go out there and put a little soap on you and it lathers right away, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It don't wash off, though.
No, well, it's water salt. I'd rather have this than have what you have. Oklahoma, about that water.
Where?
Oklahoma.
Salt salt?
Oh, it's full of salt, it's terrible.
Well, look, some of that water I got down there around Pecan Island in the lower part of Louisiana is so rotten I can't even drink it.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that's true.
Even in Slidell, that water's terrible.